Howdy, hi, and hello. Tonight, I will be your host and Game Master Tyler. And we will be playing a game written by Jonathan Hicks. It's a simple yet gripping RPG set in a not-so-distant future, where we as players have to come with terms with neglecting our world. Our factories, vehicles, and constant use of plastics has left us with a useless planet. The air that we once breathed has become toxic, and the trees that once purified it are now dead. This has left us in a state of poverty, leaving many of us fighting for a breath of fresh air. In amongst the turmoil, our countries have converged together in a last-ditch effort to right these wrongs. But this has made more divisions than ever seen possible. For those who are rich enough, live in oxygen-jaded homes, and can live life without fear. But those like us, who are not so lucky, have to fight for tanks just to stay alive. That's right, our government literally sells us the air that we breathe. So tonight, we will allow ourselves to get lost in those dark places. Okay, so what I'm going to have you guys go and do is go around the room, say your name, say the name of your character, and the position that you're mainly running. So let's start with our captain in command here, and go ahead, tell me what your name is, what your main position is, and a little bit of your description.
Hi, I'm Arthur Samek. I know I'm a bit dorky. I do have big glasses. I did get a nice tattoo of NASA on my upper chest. I was a part of NASA before, if I want to brag a little bit. And you can also see that he has kind of very bad unkempt 5 o'clock shadow. He is the helm officer and part-time quote-unquote engineer.
Very well. What was your name again? I'm sorry, one more time, Noah.
Arthur.
Arthur, okay.
And I'm Olive Jebek. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Arthur and Olive. All right. Seems like a match made in heaven.
I am Arthur's right-hand man. I am the ship's navigator, and he's been teaching me a little bit about running the helm. And I'm 5'6", long curly, black hair.
My name is Cody. The character is...
I thought you were just saying, Cody's
said,
your name.
Yeah, he said no, yeah, at the
say,
beginning.
Say your name and then the character's
they
name.
Totally
so that you know what person's playing what.
That was Noah and Holly. They're idiots. All right. Next
That's why
one.
We're best friends.
My name is Cody. I am playing Sally Mander.
Oh.
I am a security officer.
Liaison. Officer.
That's it. Liaison officer. I can't.
Yeah, you're good.
I can't read.
So you're He's a people also person. Illiterate.
Yeah, you're like you're like a people person.
I'm big dumb with pew pew. That's the best way to put it. I usually walk around. I always have my security vest on. Always says security. I always wear a pair of stretch chinos.
Nice.
And then I wear boots, and I'm not excited about the current situation, but I'm also not really hurting for it either, because I'm allowed to carry a gun.
Fair enough.
And job security.
Question. Yeah. Are you a girl or a guy?
My parents hated me.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
Hi, I'm Krista, and my character is Nyssa Holtz. She is a natural redhead, muscle mommy. 5'8", 160
shit.
Pounds.
Damn.
Combat medic. She's
like
a MD with an application of medicine and surgery, operating room experience, and lab analysis. And her main interests are keeping people alive.
Why am I hard? This character isn't real, but...
So, let me go on now that we've done this. I will explain a little bit more.
I feel like everyone's descriptions are always so much better than mine.
So, to stay alive on Earth today, looks a little bit different than normal. Other than none of our countries being divided, other than our people, you have to literally don an oxygen tank on your back and on your face 24/7. Because every morning when you wake up and you look out that window and you see the air blowing in and through the trees, which what's left of them at least, you see a yellowish mist that seems to seep into every crack and crevice of every house, every vehicle, and every building. It is so toxic that even just a few minutes without that life-saving oxygen allows you gasping for breath and allowing death to enter your doorstep. So, but in the darkness, there's a glimpse of light. Years ago, some of the brightest scientists and engineers made a voyage to a lunar base to conduct experiments in hopes of finding a way to purify our air. It's been months since any real contact has been made, but it might be all that we have left. Luckily, your helm officer once worked on a now decommissioned NASA project and knows of a ship that's ready for travel. But the only catch is that you have to steal it first. So, this is how we're going to start. The night before, you guys have all planned to stay in one home, getting ready to make your mission as soon as the break of dawn. You have to make a run for what was once NASA's main office. Behind its locked gates and very low security is a ship that your helm officer has kept under wraps. And at night, he would sneak out and steal a few parts here and there just to get it running. Because he knows that on the OSIRIS station that is located on Earth's moon, there is the only chance to somewhat bring Earth back to its original state. So, with the sun, you guys are going to take your run, break into the NASA station, aboard the ship, and somehow learn to fly it for the first time and make a landing without exploding.
We got this shit, dude.
That's my plan.
Okay. I love the thought that, like, this is the monologue of him talking, and then it goes back to him of, well, guys, what do you think? Like, he's got this real heroic, deep voice of explaining everything, and like, so? You guys in?
So, is there anything that you guys want to prepare or do or try to gather before leaving to make this break?
How many oxygen tanks do we have just between us?
Right now, one.
One each?
One each.
Oh, okay. I was like, one each. All together? We're just taking hops out of this shit?
Are we breathing out of each other's mouths?
I didn't give a time. So basically, Earth's oxygen tanks are everybody on Earth is allotted one tank. In the morning, you go and refill them. If you do not have enough coin to do so, you die. So literally every day, your life's work is to gain enough air for the next day. Mm-hmm. That's it. So you're never allowed, like, you're like, basically each tank, it has like a serial code, like, designated strictly to you. So they like scan you, like there's like a barcode like on your wrist. They scan it. They scan to your tank, make sure it's you. Mm-hmm. They refill your tank. If you steal somebody else's and you go to refill it, you're shot, like, sight unseen. Mm-hmm. So, you're each allotted one tank. It should get you enough to the ship. The ship itself does have an air purifier.
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah. Okay. So, once you reach it to the ship, you should be okay to, like, breathe in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And hopefully the OSIRIS station's air filtration system is still up and running. But we'll find out if it is or not.
So what?
I didn't get that far.
Yeah. What is our starting point? Like, where are we starting from?
Right now, basically, you're in Arthur's basement.
At his home.
At his mom's house.
Okay.
I don't have enough money to be on my own.
At his mom's house.
Basically, you're in his basement, and you're all devising a war plan, right? To you know, try out and make a difference in the world. So.
This literally sounds like the beginning of Stranger Things right now. Just way more, like, drastic.
So what do you...
Hop on my handlebar.
What do you guys want to do?
Well, since I was already part of NASA, I already have a card, so I'm able to easily get in.
Cody got too excited.
But after that, I've been able to sneak around. And I don't know how well everyone else is able to sneak. Especially Sally over here.
As a combat medic, do I have early access to air?
That depends on if you're active duty or not.
Am I active duty?
Are you going AWOL for this mission?
Yes.
I'm gonna say as of right now you're not active duty.
Okay. Cool.
Eat shit.
Duty.
Which could duty. Also be like one of the reasons why you're trying to like fight to find like a new source of air or a new source of like a cause. Okay. Because you're kind of like shut off from the norm.
Right.
Sort of thing.
Can I, since I'm a part engineer?
Correct.
I would say I've thought about this for a bit since I've been planning before getting everyone else. Am I able to create some type of smoke grenade or something that just releases like a corrosive acid that can corrode like other people's
faces?
Masks.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Killing everyone.
Holy shit, we going fucking ham, dog.
I am going to space.
Do we have gasoline and do we have...
his face. I'm going to space.
Do we have gasoline and styrofoam? Because we can make this work.
I was going to say, what's that? Napalm. Yeah?
You melt the styrofoam in it and it's just...
Can make a crude...
Give me all your styrofoam.
She's probably out working right now.
You hear the basement door open for a second, and you hear creaking as an elderly woman steps down the steps.
Get down where you want. You need some your friends need some cookies. Oh, hold on. I'll be right back.
Wait.
What?
Styrofoam. And what else?
You need styrofoam?
What else do we need?
Gas.
Just styrofoam.
I don't know. Check in those boxes you used to keep your toys in. You know, like them Gundam figurines.
Thanks, Mom. Close the door, please.
Okay, sweetie. I'll be back down to check on you in a few minutes.
It's okay.
Are you sure? Do you need to use the bathroom?
I can make my own bathroom. Thank you.
Okay, good, because I'm going to go use the bathroom.
I was a part of NASA.
She takes a few more steps up, and you hear the door creak shut. You hear her in the bathroom just tearing it up. A few moments later, you hear a flush, and you hear the water running down through the pipes.
Gasoline, I can kind of siphon it from her car, just in case.
From your own mother's car?
He's going to space.
I was
going to
say we should take her air tank.
Oh my god.
But then I realized, oh, that's your mom.
I like my mom.
But I'm going to space.
We're leaving her anywhere. But what if you can't get to space?
He's thinking about it.
He's just like, I might kill my mom.
I might.
Let's worry about the gasoline and I'll get the styrofoam.
Okay.
So you're able to rummage through a few of your boxes from all your figurines that have been packaged away beautifully, and you begin to rip styrofoam and put it into a large container. Your next endeavor is to get gasoline. Where is that coming from?
Arthur, do you have any neighbors that haven't made it with empty houses?
As you step out onto the street and you kind of peer around, you can notice that about two houses down, there's a house that the mail's been sitting out front for quite a few weeks. It's just kind of piling up on their front step. You also notice that the dust is gathered on their cars and on the windows. You can probably tell somebody inside was unlucky enough to get their oxygen for the day.
Is there a shed in the back?
Yeah, I'm going to investigate that house.
You could check.
Mm-hmm.
So are you? Do you want to run down to see to check, like, in the back shed?
Yes, I'm going to inconspicuously take a walk.
Okay. Give me an agility check.
Yes.
So you got a 4?
Mm-hmm.
So as you begin to kind of snoop around the neighbor's house, one of the neighbors comes out. And a gruff old man steps out onto the step. He's kind of pulling his oxygen tank behind him, and he goes, "Don't even waste your time, honey. Looters got to it weeks ago. There's nothing left in there except for a few bloody sheets and, I'm pretty sure, a can of beans that might be unopened, but that's about it."
Well, they're not looking for what I'm looking for.
Something I can help you look for?
Things that are less likely to be used in an emergency.
As?
Piping.
Piping? What do you need some piping
plastic,
for?
Plastic, plexiglass.
Huh.
Chemicals.
I mean...
O-rings. I don't know.
Planning on making
I don't
a...
know, I don't know
just keep throwing words out.
Planning on
here.
Making a...
I have no idea what's happening.
Planning on, like, making a pipe bomb, young lady?
No, I'm trying to fix something in my house.
I mean, your plumbing's that bad?
Yeah, you think they're selling any of that stuff right now?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, lucky for you, old Tommy over there, he used to be a plumber. You might be able to find some parts in his basement.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for your help.
He goes, "Yeah, just don't tell anybody I told you this, but there's a key underneath his mat out front."
Okay.
You see the old man kind of stumble back into his house, and he's having a hard time getting his oxygen tank up over the door frame. What would you like to do?
I'm going to help him with his tank, but I'm going to pass him a inhaler from my pocket.
He goes, "Well, well, well, you're all full of surprises." He pops the tank back, shuts the door, and you kind of hear him shake it up, take his mask off for a second, and kind of take a breath of kind of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And sits down in front of his staticky TV and just watches the snow fall. So you approach, what was his name? Tommy?
Tommy, I believe.
Yeah, you approach Tommy's house. Just like the man said, there's a key underneath his mat.
Mm-hmm.
The door unlocks.
Mm-hmm.
As you approach inside, you are hit by an unwavering smell mm-hmm. of decay.
Mm-hmm.
Literally stuck to the floor, covered in flies, is Tommy's decaying body.
Mm-hmm.
It's wretched. It almost looks like some sort of animal got in and took pieces from it. His skin is literally embedded into the carpet. He no longer has eyes or any sort of soft tissue. I need you to make me a pressure check. So you're going to roll that die, mm-hmm. add your pressure bonus. As long as it's over 10, you're good.
5.
Nice.
Over 10, you're good to go. You slink past, or you...
Slink?
You yeah. slink past Tommy's body, and you make it to the basement door and head down inside.
Does he have his tank on still? Like his respirator and stuff?
That's been long gone.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. As you slink down into the basement stairs, what are the things that you might be looking for?
Anything that I can fashion into a breathing apparatus.
Oh, you want to try and make like your own sort
in
of
in case
like...
somebody runs out of air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me an education check to see if you can find parts to make some sort of respiratory thing.
8.
You do find all the pieces.
Okay.
I would say with like some tubing and some stuff, some like compressed air and some other random things that you find, you're able to make a small apparatus that you could easily hide in your coat pocket that I would say would allow you about 10 minutes of air.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, you have also found about a half can of gasoline sitting next to a distraught lawnmower.
Awesome.
So you run back, you join the group after your little thing. Mm-hmm. You come back with a small cardboard box full of spare parts. That you quickly begin to fashion your apparatus,
mm-hmm.
and you drop the can of gas off on Sally's lap, and you kind of just slap him on the butt and say, "Get to work, boys."
There you go,
two,
bud.
So So who wants to be fashioning the napalm?
I'm an engineer, so...
Go ahead. Give me a roll.
10.
10?
Yeah.
Perfect. I would say that you get... I would say that you begin to kind of fill it up in some bottles so it's less conspicuous other than being in a large tub. You know, kind of like Molotov cocktail style. And with that, you have fashioned, I'd say, about 3 bottles worth of napalm.
Fair.
And the next thing that you guys see out the window, you hear a breeze coming over top the treetops. The morning sun is beginning to rise. And that very, very common yellow mist begins to fill the sky. It's always followed by a slight hum for some reason, but that mist begins to fall down onto you, and you see people begin to rush the streets. You see people running by the hundreds, running for the makeshift tents that they give out oxygen. You hear people screaming, running, yelling, pleading, begging to save their lives. What would you guys like to do?
What are our tanks sitting at right now?
You were lucky enough to fill yours up the night before.
Okay.
So you have enough oxygen together to make a run for the evening sun.
Should we go while there's crazy chaos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to give one Molotov pretty much to each of them.
Okay.
Kind of for a... I'm sneaky enough. This is kind of a last resort if you're stuck in a pinch. Mm-hmm.
So the way that these will work, those will have a damage output of 4, because it'll be an explosion.
I have a question for Sally. With a vehicle sitting there for that long, if we get it running, will it be difficult? No? I'm gonna
go. How long has it been sitting there?
Yeah, he said a couple weeks. Yeah.
No.
So I would like to ask the neighbor if he would be willing to donate.
Are you there with me right now?
Yeah. We're all together. Yeah.
Before you even do anything, I'm going to look at the car first.
The neighbor's car that's like
been sitting there. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if there was like keys in the visor, anything like that.
Go ahead, give me a check. You're just going to roll, just say an education check as you look around.
7.
Nice.
7. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Well, you check a few spots. For some reason, his car's extremely old and still has like the built-in ashtray. Pull it out. Keys are jingling in your hand.
I would have hard it. It's an old car.
What would you like to do? I'd say it's like a, it's like an old caddy style.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
And it turns over after a few. It takes a few moments, but after a few moments, you hear it rev up. You know, it's like an older style car, so that like engine's really running.
I would like to ask
the next question.
I would like to ask the neighbor if he'd be willing to donate any extra gas that he has for us to supply him with some more inhalers.
You come up and he goes, "Ah, sweetheart, you're back again. What can I do for you?"
I was wondering if you'd be willing to part with your extra gasoline.
Roll me a charisma check.
8. 6 + 2.
8. He goes, I think the only thing I have left is the little bit I have from my weed eater. But you're more than welcome to it. And, but he said, "Honey, I don't have a car." and he goes, you should see how I try to get to that line in the beginning. And he said, I don't even think I'm going to make it today. So, cause he's so old, by the time that he walks there, the line's so long, a lot of the elderly usually die off. Mm-hmm. Before they can get their oxygen refilled.
Are we there with her still, right?
Yeah. Everybody's you guys together. Are all in the general vicinity. Remember, chaos is ensuing. There's like people rushing, to the forefront, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to suggest to everybody that we pack up quick and we head to NASA while everybody's distracted.
I already have the car backed up in front of the house, and I'm getting ready to honk the horn.
Yeah.
Yep. As you pull up, you honk the horn. Everybody comes rushing out with what little supplies they have left. Arthur, is there anything you'd like to say to your mom before you get in this car? She comes as you're all running out the door, you hear her kind of fumbling down the steps, and she's like, "Sweetheart, where you going?"
"Hey, mom."
She kind of takes your hand and her hand, and she's kind of patting the top of your hand. She goes, "Honey, don't look so worried. I saved up enough to get my oxygen today."
That's good, mom.
And she goes, "The neighbor boy, he said he'd go get it for me."
"Really?"
"Yeah."
Mom. Remember dad?
Yeah, we don't remember, honey. We don't really talk about him.
I know, but, I miss him.
I miss him too, sweetheart.
And, I love you. And I'm gonna miss you too.
Honey, you're just going to get your oxygen, aren't you?
I want to try and make the world better.
Honey, you and my life makes my world a lot better.
Just dig it in.
Oh, poor Noah.
Mom,
hug
shut
him
up.
Right now. Hug him right now.
It's okay, honey.
Going to space.
But look
my
at
dad.
Me. She goes, I know what you're doing. I've seen you sneak out so many nights. You go save the world, baby. I love you.
Damn.
Thanks, Mom. I give her a really big hug. I take my mask off real quick to kiss her on the cheek and then put it back on real quick.
She goes, "Better come back now, okay?
We'll be together again.
I love you."
"I love you too."
Fuck, guys.
She kind of pats you on the shoulder. She kind of like watches you get in the car, drive off. As you kind of like look back through the glass of the car, she kind of gives you like a little wave and watch her stumble back inside.
We're going to space for that woman right there.
Betty.
Betty. Big Betty.
Yeah. That just seems like the name of an old woman you want to hug.
You guys begin to drive the car, not fast because not to draw attention. You begin to drive past all the oxygen stations. You see military members handing out the tanks. You see little kids crying, parents pushing to the front of the line. And in the back, just like you always do, you see the stragglers, the weak, the poor, the elderly at the back of the line. You see some women and elderly men dropping to their knees, taking their masks off one last time to see what little of Earth's oxygen they have left. They take a deep breath and allow the poison to consume their lungs. They fall dead to the ground. And you just drive by. I need everybody to give me a pressure check as you watch your fellow neighbors and loved ones slip into darkness. Six. Okay.
12.
7.
So anybody that's got below a 10, fill in your pressure level.
Noah might as well fucking fill in 2 after saying that goodbye to his fucking mom. Yeah, really, now watching right? people die.
So if I'm at 10, I'm fine?
Yeah, okay. If you roll a 10, you're good to go.
Okay.
10 or higher, you're good to go. At pressure level 1, nothing happens. So you pull up to the gates of NASA's main building. You can tell that it's been abandoned time for years. You see trees growing up to the roof. There's moss clinging to every surface. There's dead leaves scattered about and a barbed wire fence surrounding it all. As you approach it, there's just a small security guard's office right up front. And as you approach it, an elderly man steps out. You can tell that he's wearing a uniform that he's worn for a long time. He's proud of his job, and no matter what, he's not leaving the life that he loves. He approaches the car. He opens the gates for a split second just to slip through. And he approaches the vehicle. Who's sitting in the driver's seat? Oh, Cody.
Me.
Yeah. Okay. He goes, excuse me, gentlemen. Oh, and ladies, as he kind of sees the two of you in the back seat. Is there something I can help you with? I mean, we're not really open for show and tell, kind of looking in the car.
Do I remember his name by any way, shape,
oh,
or
yeah.
form?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is old man Jack.
Jack, hey.
And he goes,
remember?
He goes, Arthur, is that you?
Yeah.
And he goes, how have you been?
Oh, it's been a doozy of a day.
He goes, what can I do you for? Why are you here? I mean, you haven't been employed here in years. And he says, lucky for me, that's sitting on my ass is the only thing I was ever good for. So they put me in charge.
I actually, someone found me and they needed help here. Like, I still have my card and everything. It's like the oldest fucking card ever.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm sorry to tell you something, but there ain't nobody here.
What do you mean?
And he goes, look around. He's like, he points over to this, and you see this massive oak tree, right? And it's just growing out of one of the corner of the buildings. And he goes, that was your old office. Trust me, there ain't nobody here looking for you, but I'm sorry, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
Arthur, just tell him the truth.
I'm going to have my hand like this, though. I'm going to have it on my gun.
Ready.
So you know.
I haven't been here in a while. I just really want to say goodbye.
Roll me a charisma check.
Fuck. Damn. Six.
He goes, listen, Arthur. He goes, if I was in your position, I'd want to say goodbye too. But he goes, this is the only way that I make money. If I let anybody in here, I'm literally not going to be able to breathe tomorrow.
Super quick. Where's he at?
He's at the driver's
at
window. Your
at the driver's window.
Yeah, and he's talking.
Okay. Is there a gate in front of us?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I see how it opens?
It's just like a, you know, it's like on the ruler, like, you know, like there's the rollers at the bottom, and like, it's just like a barbed wire fence, you know, and then it pulls apart.
Okay.
You know, it just comes shut, you know.
I'm going to all of a sudden start panicking and go...
Oh,
and go like this, and then I'm going to fling the door open, and I'm going to try to, like, fucking slam him with it, like, right in the fucking face.
Okay.
Like, knock him out.
Okay, give me a charisma check to see if, like, he's buying it, right?
The bullshit, 3.
He goes, what? He kind of goes to take a step back. Now give me a strength check to hit him with the door.
Oh, there we go. 5.
Is that a 1?
It's 5. Yeah, it's a 1. I keep rolling a 1.
You are a liaison officer. You do have a bit of...
Yeah, you do have a little...
That's
the
debate.
Charisma check.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. Yeah,
especially
yeah.
since I had to look up what a liaison was. a liaison
basically,
officer.
You're a professional bullshitter.
Oh,
yeah, you should be
not
acting.
Okay, sorry. There's that 5.
So then you'll add your liaison officer, and then you'll also add your 3. So you get a +3 to whatever that number is.
So it'd be 8.
8? He goes, hold on. Do you need... Are you okay? And, like, he starts backing up, and you see him, like, start to open up the gates and to slip in. He's trying to go grab a med kit from the security building.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the door's open just, like, a crack. You know what I mean? That gate's open just a little
bit. Am I out of range from him? Like he's running that way? Is
yeah,
he looking
like,
back
like
this
basically
way or not
at all? He's like, oh, shit. And then he begins to run towards a thing.
Try to throw it open. I didn't know if it was like electronic open or not. That's what
yeah,
I
it
meant.
Is. It is electronic oh. open. Like, you know, like he hits a button and it like, bzz, you know, and the gate's open. He hits it bzz, and the gate's shut. But it's just a wire fence. Like, it's nothing insane.
As a combat medic, would I know how to incapacitate somebody without killing them?
As a combat medic, would you have ID to be like, this is military business. We can't say exactly
yeah,
what
inactive.
It is.
Yeah,
it's inactive.
You still have a military ID. It doesn't matter. In today's
right.
world, military ID
That's
is military
I wish
ID.
That's why wouldn't have done anything because.
Oh, it's fine. I got him to run away, so
yeah.
I'm just gonna.
Yeah, so he's running the thing. Do you want to still try and hit him with the door as he
no,
goes? Like,
No.
Okay.
I meant if he didn't buy it, I was just gonna fucking slam
okay.
him. With. I was gonna
maybe,
knock him out.
Yeah,
maybe
fair?
We just throw him back in the car. You pull out your military and be like, "This is military business. We need to get in there. I do not have orders to tell
or,
you what this
or
is."
Or you yell after him and just be like, "Hey, like, Let us in. I'm a nurse.
Okay. I'm going to yell, Jack, just open the gate. Let the car through. Have them park right next to the building. I'm a medic. I can help faster than you can.
Okay. Give me a charisma check. Since you are a medic, you present yourself as a medic, so yeah. You can roll with bonuses with that.
Okay.
So you get a +2 to that, plus your charisma.
9.
Perfect. He goes, and you just see him reach the wall, and he just slams the button to open the gate, mm-hmm. and you hear, like, buzzings, little alarms start going off, and the gate pries itself open. It's kind of slow at first, but you're able to drive the car.
Yeah. As he's getting back into the seat, I'm going to
I'm not getting back in the seat. I'm going to act like I'm crawling to the back. Somebody else is going to have to drive.
Since you're in the front seat.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
We're doing like a Chinese fire drill thing. So I'm going to get out of the car and I'm going to get like behind Jack as he's like pressing the button, whatever. And I'm like, as they are pulling the car in, whatever. I'm just going to tell him, Jack, we're trying to save the world. You got to let us in here.
Okay. Charisma check.
So no, his character's just going to be super emotional. We're just killing all of his friends.
Six? Yeah.
He goes, I thought your friend was... And he looks and he catches you for a split second that Sally is like pulling a wool over his eyes. And he goes, wait. And he goes to uncock his gun from his holster.
I'm going to stand at attention in front of him.
He goes...
Sir, I promise you, we're not just being idiots here. Like, we have a plan to make this right.
As you're talking and you stand at attention,
yeah.
You see all emotion wipe from his face. He pulls the gun out and he goes, I'm not dying tomorrow.
And I'm not dying today.
And he cocks the gun back and he goes to shoot.
Grab the mask. Grab his mask off.
You and I have to make an opposed roll.
Okay.
So you're going to use your agility to dodge out of the way, and I, as old man Jack, am going to try and shoot you.
I'm not going to dodge out of the way.
Okay.
I'm gonna...
Tyler, real quick. I am flooring the fucking pedal to hit this old motherfucker.
No.
Jack, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to, like, get the gun out of the range of anybody else.
Okay,
like,
so you want to try and push the gun out of his hand.
If I move out of the way
whatever.
And he hits somebody else, that's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, do you want to do, like a three-way thing?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
See where this all plays out?
So, what do we need to do?
Should we do four ways? Because I'm pulling my gun out.
I'm gonna say you're still getting situated.
Yeah.
Noah, you're in the thing. You see the gun being raised up. She's obviously there.
Yeah.
Basically, we roll. Okay. Mm-hmm.
My agility?
You just roll for your helm officer.
Oh.
Because you're a helm officer, so you get a +2.
So I'm rolling for charisma and strength.
No, you're just rolling for agility.
Just agility.
You get
+1. Can I do strength? Because I'm attempting to
make him not shoot anybody. If you want to smack it out of his hand. Okay, we can use strength.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to use my agility stat to, like, pull my gun and shoot.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Highest one wins.
All right.
That's how these work.
All right. Ready?
Okay. I'm curious what your agility stat is,
plus
Mr.
+3,
old
baby.
Mr. Old as fuck.
This old fuck.
This has been my job for 40 years. Fuck off.
That is true. All right.
He's been shooting people since before we were born.
I got a 5.
Uh-oh.
I got a 7.
Well,
I got a 4.
Well, Krista's 4? Dead.
7.
No, she got 7. She beat him.
I got 7.
4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, what did you say you got?
I got a 5.
Oh, I thought you meant you rolled a 5.
Yeah, so Krista,
+3.
You go like this.
Krista hits the gun out of his hand and then like crashes into the wall next to him.
No.
So as you push the gun out of his hand, it goes flying and it kind of skitters across the road.
Yeah.
The man's in distraught. As the next thing you guys see, you hear tires burning and squealing. The gates just fucking burst open, like wire goes flying.
Yeah.
And rubble is just shooting into the air as Arthur just kind of whips up front and kind of squeals tires, like, slinging to the side.
Yeah.
The next thing you hear alarms going off. Mm-hmm. You see red lights beginning to flash as a panic button has been set.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? You see old man Jack, just in a daze and shock, and he just stands there and he goes, "That's it, you killed me." And he slowly walks back, and he slowly turns away from you, and he goes to walk back to the security thing. like the secure building.
Another charisma check for me.
Sure.
You don't have to die today, Jack.
And he goes,
if you help us do this.
Run and hide.
He goes, I want you to know we have a minute before they're here.
That's fine.
And he goes,
can we make it in a minute?
And he said, I can't make it.
I'll make it. I know back routes.
Jack just goes, do what you have to. And he walks back into his thing and he just shuts the door.
Okay.
Are we right near this still? Like, we just hit the fence?
Yeah, the fence blows open and the car is in the front.
I'm going to hop out and grab his gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to be double fisting the gun.
So you
pew, 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 pew.
So you run up to the gun and you grab it. When you go to like pocket into your holster, mm-hmm. something feels off. Give me an education check to check it.
Fuck, I'm stupid.
You're stupid.
Six.
I'm
would I know more because I'm a security officer?
Well,
though.
Yeah. Did you add your +2? Because you're a security officer.
Eight.
The gun is plastic.
I knew it. It's a fake gun.
Guns aren't legal anymore. The next thing you guys
we gotta go.
Guys hear is you hear sirens blaring in the background, and you see cars rushing up the road.
I'm diving into the back seat.
Yeah. I'm gonna look at Arthur and go lead the way.
Really? Arthur, as you begin to drive the car, give me a helm check. To blast down the road and through the NASA building, crashing into one of the walls where you know there's a secret staircase that leads down to the launch site of the ship you've been building.
Mm-hmm. Would I be able to add my agility for just being able to like swerve the car?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Of course.
10.
10? You, it's like an action movie, right? You take a hard left and you just sideswipe the building, taking off the whole wall. Everybody jumps out and rushes over to the main door, which leads down to a staircase, which leads to the launch pad of the rocket you've been working on. As you get to the door, you take out your card, you know, your NASA card, and scan it. As you scan it, beep, beep, denied.
Fuck.
Beep, beep, denied. Beep, beep, denied. You can tell that they've shut your card off.
Yeah, that seems about right.
On the other wall, there is a 9-digit, panel with numbers on it.
Can I go and try some different codes, try to get in?
Sure. As you approach, you notice that the numbers can be typed in. It's kind of like an override code to allow the doors to open if there's ever like a security breach. But you do see some of the cars, you see some of the military vehicles, I should say, reaching the front of NASA's premises. They're kind of beginning to set up like a perimeter.
I would like to look at the numbers on this little keypad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of them more worn than the others?
Some of them, yes.
How many combinations can you get in 30 seconds?
you can tell that it has to be about a 6-digit code.
Mm. I've been to... I was a part of NASA.
Yeah, you were part of NASA.
I was a part of NASA.
I was a part of NASA.
I was
a part of NASA. I was a part of space.
Would I be able to know this override code? How have I been able to enter this place before?
You can give me an
before?
Intelligence check.
Can I give an education check?
Sure.
On testing out different...
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
7.
9.
You don't know at all. Yeah, Olive's over there like fucking pressing in buttons like, shit, dog, I got this. And nothing happens. You know that you've seen this code before and you remember like some of your other officers typing it in during emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to notice other military units arriving.
How have I been able to enter this place without being noticed?
Your card worked before.
So they just figured out that you've been breaking in.
Correct.
If your card has been working before.
Or Jack shut it off when he got into the building.
I want to start slapping Arthur and be like, damn it, remember!
Arthur, you have seen this code before. A 6-digit code. You two have also seen this code before.
I knew we talked about a 6-digit code before.
12, 26, fucking something else.
1226 for now.
1226 48.
Is this a code that I would have seen, or am I not in the chat?
1245 89.
You punch in the numbers and the door opens.
This bastard.
See, this is where me being in the chat would be helpful. He's pulled this shit before with a scavenger hunt we did, where he put it randomly in our group chat, mm-hmm. the answer to it.
Mm-hmm. The door opens and a green light begins to glow. You begin to run down the stairs as a...
Is there a way to shut the door behind us? A button on the other side?
It'll just automatically shut. Okay. As the door shuts, a rain of bullets begin to penetrate through the walls.
I thought bitches were illegal. Can I break the keypad?
Give me a strength check.
God, I hope we know how to fly this bitch now.
Five.
Five? I got it. You bash it. We're going to space, buddy. You crack the screen, but not enough to, like, ruin the panel.
I don't, like, knock a key off or anything. Yeah. Okay.
Damn. You run down. Arthur is pulling off this large canvas sheet on this rocket that he's been working on, right? It's very rickety.
I was going to say, is it beautiful or does it look like something?
It's very rickety. Basically, when you go inside, you're going to be so claustrophobic that you better pray that you're going to be able to breathe after
this.
It's
the best I could do.
As he pulls it off...
I'm going to wipe a tear from my eye. It's beautiful,
as he pulls the canvas off, there's a bucket of red paint and a paintbrush. We can't fly it without a name. It's unlucky. What do you want to hurry up and scribble on the side of your rocket?
I just take it, Betty.
Oh, damn, yeah. That's great.
Yep.
You Betty. Hurry up. Yeah. It in a quick fashion with red lettering. You write the word Betty.
Can I get one of those Molotov things?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to throw it at the door where we came from.
Okay.
So that kind of
yeah.
miss will be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll kind of block them from immediately coming
so
in.
So give me an agility check to see where it lands.
Seven?
Yeah. It flings at the door just as you see somebody with a pry bar actually getting through within a small inch. You see the flames begin to kind of almost like a vacuum really suck up into their face, and you hear people screaming. You guys rush in. Luckily, there's four seats, one for each of you. You all buckle into your respective positions, and Arthur begins to fire up the vehicle. As it begins to roar, you hear this igniting sound begin to rumble through your chest. You hear the ricketing of bolts and tin begin to lash on to one another.
I don't like this.
And the rocket shoots into the sky. Arthur?
Shit.
Give me a helm check to get this bitch out of the hemisphere.
Can I help as he's been teaching me?
Yeah, you can do a help. I'll say that you just give him a plus one.
Okay. So you get plus three.
Okay. Seven.
Seven. Perfect. It shoots off into the air. It's a little bit rough at first. Everybody feels like they're going to vomit. I need everybody to give me a pressure check because nobody's ever been in space before.
10.
Yeah, 11.
Okay.
Damn it, 9.
You're okay. Just so overwhelmed by ahead. Reaching your dreams.
And it's Betty, so.
Yeah, I'm a 9, too.
Okay. Okay, so does anybody have a 2 in their pressure? Noah, you go into shock. Your body suffers uncontrollable shaking, and your agility is reduced by 1.
Shit!
While I see that happening, I want to kind of...
Until he fixes it.
Makes sense. First time in space, never flew in this fucking thing before.
Right, exactly, right? So the way that this works is whenever you start to suffer these episodes, the only way really that you can fix them or heal them is if you can take time to like find a calm, serene place to like calm yourself and work things out and basically get your mental state under control. Unless it is like a physical attribute that's being affected, like your I guess your agility and strength is like physical, Sometimes a medic or an auto doc can help with those sort of things, like through medications and that sort of aspect. So as you bust into space, you kind of have a little bit of a target, which is, you know, the Earth's moon off in the distance. And that brings us to our navigation officer. You are running through random codes and simulations. You're flipping through paperwork, and you're trying to give Arthur the best directions you can.
I'm not doing okay, Olive.
So, with that being said...
Oh, fuck, this ain't a roll.
God damn it.
Nope.
I fucking hate this game.
So...
He's laying out cards with numbers on them.
So there will be nine cards in front of you, okay? And on the back of these is it's like a matching game, if you will.
Oh God.
There are two arrows that show to the right. There are two arrows that show to the left, and there are two arrows that point downwards. What you're gonna do? Is you're going to pick a card and then another card. If it matches, you get it right. You're going to do this until all the cards are... you'll flip one and another one. If they match, then they stay up.
This is like the little kid...
Exactly.
...memory
and
game.
The memory game. But if you get it wrong, they flip back over. If you fail this three times, your ship blows up. Because you're going to run into an asteroid belt... That is unforeseen, and that that Arthur might not be able to get you out of. So, hopefully, that's nothing.
Oh, okay.
So that's one.
Hang on.
I'm curious about something.
Would you like to roll? Go ahead. Plus six. So actually, that's an automatic one.
Yeah, I was gonna say no matter
what. Which one would you like to keep up or flip over to keep up?
Eight
will stay up. Eight has an arrow pointing to the left. And she flipped over three, which is to the right. And nine was down, and eight was to the left. That is strike two for the ship. I'm going to say, Arthur, as she's trying to navigate through the system, you're noticing a cluster of meteorites approaching the ship.
I didn't imagine this part. At all?
You begin to hear small rocks begin to hit the outer shell of the ship.
Is there anything I can do to make this easier? With any of my knowledge, my expertise, anything?
I'll give you one more roll that you can keep one up. You get a plus six, so go ahead, choose one to keep up. Number one?
Number one is blank.
Okay, you got a matching pair. Seven also points to the left, and so does number eight. So six and nine are correct. They both point down.
This is the worst.
Two and three both point to the right. Last ditch effort. Arthur is able to right the course and miss the meteor belt that you're about to hit. Everybody gets thrown to the left and to the right. You hear pieces just begin to ting off. And you guys...
We're going to space.
So with crisis averted, in the distance... You see the moon. It's lit up by the sun. So I would say that you guys are able to sleep and recharge. Your settings go away.
Well, thank God.
All your pressure settings go back to zero. So your pressure levels chill out. Everybody's okay. The next thing you know, you hear the autopilot engage and begin to land at the OSIRIS space station. As you guys land, the hangar door opens up at the OSIRIS station, and your ship flies in. You hear the air compressed doors close into one another, and you're able to exit the ship. I will tell you, as you are approaching the OSIRIS station, you see rubble and some other pieces of the OSIRIS station have been in distress, as if almost like... been torn apart or demolished. You can also see in some of the windows some smoke building up, that sort of thing. Inside the hangar bay, the only thing that you see is another haggard ship. It looks like it's been sitting there for probably 40 years. There's also like pieces missing off of it that they probably used for repairs for other things. The only other thing that you can see is through the, like the hangar bay doors, you can see like red lights flashing. Some silent alarms have been going off, but there's no noise. But you can definitely tell that there's been some sort of catastrophe here. So what would you guys like to do?
I would say the first thing we need to do is get to the power and life support. See what all these alarms are, what's going wrong, what's... That way we can maybe at least stabilize more than we are.
Mm-hmm. If they have any suits.
Yeah, see what we can do there before we venture on to
after
the rest
you,
of
engineer.
Arthur's plan.
So who's going first?
Technically after security.
I guess I'll go first.
Well,
it's up to you.
I have a gun. Oh,
can I step off the ship first?
Oh, yeah.
Can I step off the ship first?
Yeah.
I reenact the...
One small step for me.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm not jumping.
Yeah, like... the one large step for mankind.
Allegedly,
yeah, that's
the
very
first
cool.
Thank you, guys.
Arthur, as you step out and your fellow crewmates behind you, as you look down in the long corridor, you see an area that is stacked to the brim with boxes and crates and random cargo nets, that sort of thing. Seems to be a large storage area.
I want to start looking through some boxes. See if there's anything that can be of help to
sure.
us.
Sure. As you go into the storage area, do you guys all want to rummage through the boxes?
Yeah. Might as well see if there's anything important.
So you each roll a d6, and I have a little chart here on whatever you roll with what you get. Holly, what did you roll?
Two.
A two? Olive, as you begin to rip open into one of the crates, the one's kind of filled with like straw and that sort of thing, and a lead pipe falls out.
I got the most useful item. Sorry, guys.
Lick it.
That does a damage output of two.
Oh, fuck yeah. Someone's getting a pipe through the knees.
And you will use your strength to use that. I'm sorry, Arthur, what did you roll?
Six.
Six? Arthur, in one of the crates, as you open it up, it has like caution, pressurized. There's like a bunch of warning labels on the outside. You pull out this... somewhat smaller oxygen tank. It's completely crystal clear, as almost made with glass, but something stronger. As you look into it, you can see like a microbiome. You see like these small flowers and little tiny microorganisms kind of crawling about inside the soil. You also see like a small flower kind of blooming on the inside. These tanks also have like a have a mask built in just like yours. And what you can tell is from the research that you've done before, it's called an eco tank. Seems to be maybe just like a small prototype, but as you kind of take it off to test it and you breathe into it, it's like fresh. Fresh air for the first time in years. It's like if you went to the coast and you were to just breathe in that like fresh ocean air, or if you were to step into a forest and you get that damp like mossy smell coming through your nose.
Yeah,
it's so refreshing and so relaxing. And as you take a few breaths out of it and you check your pressure gauge, nothing changes. It doesn't drop lower. It doesn't... nothing. This tank, from what you can tell, will be the last tank you'll ever need. Cody?
Three?
Sally, as you're digging through the crate, you come across a first aid kit. Nothing too fancy, but might get you up in a pinch. And... I'm sorry, Crystal, what was the name of your character?
Nyssa.
So, Nyssa, what did you roll?
One.
A one. You got something slightly odd. You have come across an Osiris Station uniform. And it's actually weird because the one that you've picked up has the word medic written across the front.
Hmm. Is it better than my current uniform? I'm just gonna
I would say just the normal blue uniform. Okay. Kind of has the Osiris... like embleming and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
Trade you for a lead pipe.
So, I'm going to say the next thing that you guys hear is, like I said, with these, the lights are still flashing and spinning. You think that you hear for a second glass breaking? Coming off in the distance, down towards the south side of the storage area, like, could be in, like, the briefing area or the briefing room or the main office. You hear glass being broke and maybe some things being shuffled about, which kind of puts a little bit of a shiver up your spine. What would you guys like to do from here?
Well, there's still the power and life support, but then there is the armory there.
Arthur, is there anybody on this station?
When did they all go? 40 years ago or so?
It looks
they've
like
been up
the
there for a long time. But the last communications that anybody's had from the Osiris station has been a few months ago. So contact has been lost.
Well, statistically, they would be either hibernating or dead because we haven't gotten anything in the past couple months.
They would have life support for 40 years up here?
Well, it wouldn't make sense. But there's still technically power running with that silent alarm, but it might not be fully charged.
Were the communications human communications or just like diagnostic communications?
I would say up until about 2 months ago, there was human communications coming back.
Okay.
So basically, it's a station, so they actually have ways of like growing their own food and purifying their own air and that sort of thing. Like it's very well livable.
So somebody's still here.
And right now the oxygen is still running and the lights are still on.
It's weird that all the lights and stuff are on, but we lost communication. But that also could mean an echo chamber. In my opinion, since all the power is still on, I think there should really only be maybe one or two people that might still be roaming here that aren't well known to communicate to Earth. But there is also a medical center where they could have an echo chamber.
I say we should go to power and life support. See what these alarms are. See what's going on. Mm-hmm. Was it attacked? Did they turn on each other? Like, what happened here? And can we stabilize it more? Because I would hate to just lose everything.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going. So who's approaching the power and life support first?
I'm in that hallway.
I'll go in first.
Okay. As you approach the power and life support chamber.
Lead pipe ready.
The door is locked. But there is a faint light on to where you can see a silhouette moving about. The next thing you know, you see a man's face press up against the glass. And in a very monotone voice, they say, state your business.
Can I do a knowledge check?
Sure.
Would Arthur know about this? Would NASA technically take part in creating
these things? You don't even have to roll. You know.
There are these kind of AI robotic creatures that NASA kind of made before it all went down. They're great in space. They are amazing. They know what they're doing, but they will focus on the mission more than anything else. So let's say we are in a dire situation where we're about to die, but the mission is to vacuum, like keep the air clear. They'll leave us to die.
Does this person look like a person?
They do.
Oh yeah, they look human as
they
all
very much look human. The only thing that you can tell is that every once in a while you can see like a flash in their eyes, which is like a light like radiating out from them. They're called a SAM unit. So as the SAM unit is looking back at you, and again in his monotone voice, again state your business.
Routine checkup.
And he goes, no access granted.
All right, thanks for your time.
As you're looking behind him, you can see, like, these panels on the wall. It's an air filtration system that you can tell that has been formed by some sort of, like, algae. Like, plant growth or plant life. And that whole system is running through the entire station. And that's what keeps the air you're breathing pure. He just, again, state your business.
Can I pull out my card?
Sure.
Can I just show him my card and see if it works?
He goes, again, and state your business. You kind of see him, like, it, like, kind of shudders for a second. Like, his whole body just kind of, like, shakes.
Rescue unit.
Again, state your business.
Yeah, we don't fuck with him at this moment.
Yeah, let's
only if we absolutely know how to get in there. We just leave him in there because he is technically protecting all of us.
Yeah,
power systems off.
Fuck.
Next thing you know, all the lights shut off. The air is still running, but you hear some doors locking or unlocking, and now everything in the station is pitch black other than the red lights that are flashing on and off in every room.